Oh, Jack, the poor thing. How wicked to keep a horse down here like this. Why do they do it?
It's such a beauty. Looks like a racehorse. Do you suppose they've stolen it? Hiding it here till they can change it to another colour or something. Then sell it under a different name.
I don't know. I'm going down to him.
Aren't you afraid?
No, I've been brought up with horses on the farm. Poor thing, it wants calming. There, there, good boy. So you're Kerry Blue. Don't be frightened, I'm your friend. Come on, boy, let me stroke your nose. There, that's better. Jack, come on, he's friendly now. That's right, you stroke his back.
Ugh, he feels sticky and wet.
Let me see. Jack, you were right. Those men have been dyeing him.
That was the horrid smell, the dye being boiled up.
Well, if we want a bed, we'll have to use straw.
We shan't need to.
I bet old Colin and George will come and look for us soon.
Up in the field, Colin and George had been waiting impatiently when Scamper began to growl. He had heard a car coming down the lane. Colin quietened Scamper, and the boys watched as two men got out of the car and went into the house. What was happening? At last, the two men appeared again, got into the car, and drove off.
They're gone! Come on, let's see if we can find Peter and Jack.
Hey, look, the kitchen window's open.
I'll get in.
Right, lift Scamper up. Okay, I've got him. Come on, now you.
Jack, Peter, are you there? What is it, Scamper?
Colin, George, is that you? Say the password.
Weekdays, where are you?
Down here in the cellar. We'll come up. Can you unlock the door, or has the key been taken?
No, it's here.
A horse! What on earth?
Have the men gone?
Yes, away in their car.
Good. Let's get out of here.
Come on, Kerry. Look! What's he got on his feet?
Felt slippers, made to fit his grey hooves. That explains the curious prints we saw in the snow. I guess he had those on so that he wouldn't make too much noise in the cellar. Come on, I'm going home.
Peter talked hard as they went. He told the others he would put Kerry Blue in one of the stables at his farmhouse for the night, and then in the morning they would have a meeting of the Secret Seven and tell the police everything. In the morning, what an excitement! Peter told his parents what had happened, and his father, in amazement, went to examine Kerry Blue. He could see at once what a very fine racehorse he was, and immediately telephoned the police. At 9:30, two policemen arrived at Old Mill House and were shown into the study where Peter's parents and the Secret Seven were waiting.
Good morning. Then, what's all this about? You didn't say much on the phone.
No, Inspector. I wanted you to hear the story from the children. I expect you saw these headlines in the paper this morning. Kerry Blue's...